Learning. Sometimes I make things for my own amusement. When this happens, I'm checking my notes all the time. I can spot abbreviations and acronyms from a mile away. I'd say it's pretty instinctive. Actually, some things are difficult to learn. We each have suggestions, we say. An actor is a slippery fish. This is a theme, and we discuss this furtively in a group, holding hands. There are many of us, and the volume goes up. This is where any line of inquiry starts to feel porous. When I'm asking you to soothe my feelings about this, and my arms and legs are falling off all over the place, as if you were actually after my tail, this is when I can start to piece together how you feel about me truly, and if you still care about visiting art galleries and museums and libraries, places like this that are just really, really crowded with stories about people like us that need to talk. And when the storm really hits, like it says on my phone, storm, I'm sure that this time there will be all kinds of animals hurtling down from the clouds, like capricious raindrops, that could literally crush our skulls. I'm going to lie down now. They are running and flying all over the place, and slithering, which is like a horror movie. That takes me back. I turn to you, worried, and say, "What have we started?" We begin talking about a soft topic. Weather. The sun feels really good on my face. The wind winds me up, but I'm sensing freedom. The rain washes away my fears. The snow and her secrets, I sigh. Storms are for animals, animals, and animals.